Small town, deep roots. Where did that, that kind of fits the Indianola area, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, I think, and I don't know the specifics for sure, but I think it might be the 150th year anniversary of Indianola's death. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, since we are not historians on the committee, we weren't going to go something specific with that, but the small town deep roots kind of fits, mm-hmm. if that is the case. So sure. that is how we came up with that.
And for the Old Settlers celebrations, 122 years now. Wow, it's a long time.
It is. Yes. I obviously haven't been around that long, but it is great that it continues with all of the sponsors that help make the events happen and the people that donate their time to be on the committee. So big thanks to all of them because they're why it keeps continuing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, lots of years.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Yeah, you don't get paid for this. I mean, it's all volunteer, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Let's kick it off on Thursday. You've got a few events, the annual high school alumni reunion, don't you?
Yes, so yep, that will be at the St. Catherine's Hall, and the doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6. And then a new event this year will be karaoke at the Roundup starting at 8. And the Rocket Inn on Thursday, from Thursday through Sunday, they're going to do every beer sold. They will donate $1 back to local fire departments. They did that last year. Mm-hmm. And so Nick said that they wanted to do that again this year. So, Thursday through Sunday. That is happening. I do want to mention that Old Settlers has a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We just, it's Old Settlers-Indianola, Nebraska. We do try to keep that updated. We're doing better at it. And so you can always go there for updated information throughout the weekend. So that is something we want to push, and we have been doing some giveaways and things, mm-hmm. on Facebook. So if you have access to Facebook, people want to go and check it out.
Keep listening for more chances to win.
Correct.
All yes. right. Friday, a couple of events. I know Tri-Valley Health System always has their health fair and clinic that morning.
Yes. So that'll be at St. Catherine's Hall as well. They do say fasting for 10 hours is required, and the forms will be available at the health fair. The health fair is $55, PSA test is $25, A1C test is $25, and the TSH screening for $25. If you have any questions, they can call Tri-Valley Health.
I know we've talked with Mike Slattery about the Indianola Ranch Rodeo. That's the big event there on Friday night, isn't it?
Yes. Calcutta at 6:30, and the rodeo starts at 7, and the Ranch Bronx admission is $10. And 12 and under are free. The Southwest Foundation is going to be selling root beer floats in the concession stand until they're gone during the ranch rodeo. So you'll want to stop out and get that. That's something new. And then at the roundup at 9:00, they will have a free admission to Strings Attached, live music there.
That ranch rodeo, and then the next day with the rodeo, is always a big 2 days events over there at the arena, isn't it?
Right, yeah. The steer riding and mutton busting and the calf riding is at 2:00 on Saturday, and 12:30 is check-in, but you can pre-register, mm-hmm. for that by email, and entry fee is due that day. We do have that email on our Facebook page, so people will be able to pre-register there.
And then Saturday is a full day from sunup to sundown, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is a busy day. Things get started really early with the guys putting out flags to block off the streets and then just going all night for the street dance. So we have the adventure run at 7:30, where start at the Indianola Park, and registration is at 7:00. And you can also pre-register through a website that you can find on our Facebook page. The 1 mile starts at 7:30 and the 5K follows, $10 for the mile and $15 for the 5K. And it's a fun little obstacle course type thing. I mean, it's a run, but there are little events along the way to stop.
And make it interesting for you.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. You'll get wet. You'll get dirty. Mm-hmm. So prepare for that.
Bring some extra clothes for later, of course. But that kicks off about 7:30.
Yes.
And then the parade at around 10 o'clock, and you always have a fantastic parade.
Right. And this year, it was discussed maybe that we wanted to do big floats, like old-time floats, and we're going to give $50 for the winner of whoever comes up with the best, biggest float. And so that's something new that that we wanted to try. And then obviously there will still be the divisions have their own. They'll have prizes too. And after the parade, then we'll go over to the park for the free kids events that we have 4 water inflatables and 2 dry inflatables that the local community sponsors have graciously donated to allow this event to be free in the park for all the kids. So that is free. Please come out.
Yeah. Thanks to all the great sponsors. Could not have this whole weekend without the backing of the sponsors, could you?
Absolutely. And we will have signs at the park to give, or that will be out to show which, or to give our appreciation to the sponsors to let everybody know who has helped fund that event. And while you're at the parade this year, the car show is going to also be down there just on the east side of the park. And they'll have the car show. We'll have the horse rides for $1 with the Red Willow Rodeo Royalty. The ladies' rolling pin contest is also over at the park behind the school. That will start at 11:30. Big event. Mm-hmm. I think years and years and years people always attend that. And then there will be lunch in the park, and we're going to have some food trucks, and the Knights of Columbus will have their dinner. And then, you know, there will be other food around town, Ag Valley, the Rocket, and the Roundup. And at the Rocket at 1 o'clock will be the adult pitch tournament. And the Historical Society at 1 o'clock in the community building will have their speaker, and they will also have a display in there that will be open after the parade for people if they want to go in there and view that. Mm-hmm. Then a new event that we have will be at the Storm Shelter on Main Street, and it is a sip and paint that does require a pre-registration with Project Paint. You can go on Facebook. It's $25, and it's from 2 to 4, and bring your friends, bring your drinks and snacks, and come and paint. The picture is a water tower, kind of goes along with our theme on our picture, or a picture on our shirt. It's a water tower and a sunset.
Okay. So, brand new event. That's good.
Yes.
And then we talked about a little bit earlier, steer riding, mutton busting, calf riding at the 2 o'clock at the arena.
Right.
Free swim for the kids for a couple of hours. Why not? Because I think this might be the last days the pool might be open before school starts, probably.
Absolutely. I think that the pool closed Saturday, and so they're just going to open it up again for old settlers. Yep.
All right. St. Catharines is a busy place. You got a homemade pie and ice cream social about 3 o'clock or so.
Correct, yes. And after that, at 3:30 in the park, will be the golf club throwing contest. And we also have a new event for kids ages 3 to 7 at 3:30 to 4:30. We have a big wheels race. So the kids will come and they'll compete in their own age division, ride big wheels around a little track right there, actually right by the frog jumping. It'll be east side of the park. So right by the frog jumping contest that starts at 4. So they can partake in both events.
Good thing it says ages 3 to 7, because I have a feeling some of the older adults might would like to get on a big wheel and race it, too.
We have had some people say, are you sure you're not going to do adult ones? Mm-hmm. And we said, well, it's in the works. We'll see how this goes.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be funny, though.
Frog jumping contest has been a part of Old Settlers for years and years.
Yes, and it is always well attended. Barry does a good job and always has a lot of kids there, and I think people really enjoy it.
The couple scramble.
Yes. So we did this last year.
Remember that last year?
Yes. Yeah, you partook in
that. Oh my gosh,
you?
I was horrible at it.
Well, it's so funny.
But it's fun.
It's so funny though. The puzzle stopped everybody, and come to find out, Sherry had dropped one of the pieces. It was still in the bag. Mm-hmm. So then it was, but it made it funny. I mean, it's meant to be fun and funny.
Sure.
Just something to do. So yes, they're going to do that again at 5:30. We're working on our celebrity couples. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it'll be a good time. Bring your lawn chairs right there in the park.
You will get a laugh. I guarantee it. Out of one of the couples or all of them, you will laugh at them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You bet. That'll be fun.
Yes.
And then to wrap things up, a great street dance.
Right. BJ Jameson is our performer this year. He was part of the band last year that played, and now he is on his own and has his own band. So he will be performing from 8 to 12, and it's a $5 cover charge for teenagers and adults. And we will also have food trucks out outside of the dance this year as well. And one event that we will also do during the dance, we're selling, it's a fundraiser right now, and we're selling tennis balls, and they're $5 a ball, and we will drop them from the North Hill on Main Street about sometime after 10 o'clock when the band goes on a break, mm-hmm. and they're numbered, and the first one that makes it down will win $100, then the next second and third will each get $50, and then fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh will each get $25. So we're selling them for $5 a ball. If you look at our Facebook page, you can Venmo me, or else you can stop in Hague Insurance the rest of this week, not on Friday, but today till Thursday, 8 to 5. We're closed over lunch hour. We will also sell them at the Ranch Rodeo on Friday night and then at the dance before we – if there are any left, mm-hmm. then we'll sell the rest of them. So we're just a little fundraiser.
All those tennis balls rolling down the hill, which will cross the finish line first.
Right. And it'll be fun. They're going to be glow in the dark. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun, too. So, yeah, just something new to try. And, yeah, it'll be fun.
Also, the food trucks will be out there again at night. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think 5 o'clock. And they said one of them, I think, is coming in at 5. But then the other two said that they will just serve until they run out. But the Rocket and the Roundup will both have food too, but just a little something extra.
Exactly right. You bet. Man, you got another event with the fire department. Is that right?
Right. The Indianola Fire and Rescue, they are wanting to purchase new wildland firefighting gear. So they are selling raffle tickets, one for $20, three for $50, or six for $100. And you can buy a Rossi R92C 44 mag with a 24-inch barrel or a Yeti Tundra Hall 50 cooler in Rescue Red. So you can purchase these from the local firemen or at Lord's or at McConville Agency or at Hague Insurance. And the drawing will be held August 12th during Old Settlers.
That's a great fundraising event for the fire department, isn't it?
Absolutely. So find a firefighter and get your ticket bought.
Sunday events, unfortunately, Lord's got out that the Bum Malik Memorial Threshing is not going to be taking place this year. We hope we can get it back next year. We are wishing Griff Malik and company, of course, Griff's under the weather right now. We hope get him back and healthy and back doing this again next year.
Yes, absolutely. That's the most important for Griff to get healthy. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is a great event. Lots of people really enjoy it.
It's so a favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, it will be missed, but yes, hopefully the next year we'll add that again back to the lineup.
But you got a new event, don't you?
Right. We have a gravel bike grinder that starts at 7:30 at the park, and you can pre-register for that. Tom Hanthorne had called and wanted to put this event on, so that will be Sunday morning at 7:30. And then a little change with the road rally, that's usually a favorite. It will start at noon, but the registration is going to be at the Rocket, and then they'll end at the Roundup, because then the Roundup will have the beanbag tournament this mm-hmm. year. And for the road rally, you need to no pre-registration, first 20 teams to sign up. So the Rocket's opening at 9, but get in there to register for that. You have to register in person. And then the beanbag tournament, and that wraps up
a weekend.
It's a busy weekend.
It's a busy weekend. And again, hats off all the great sponsors helping you out once again.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without them.
You bet. Cross your fingers, Mother Nature can provide a good weekend, because How many times, especially Saturday night of the band, the storm blows in?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
It's just, hopefully it'll be after midnight.
Exactly. That's what we always hope for.
After midnight.
Rain as much as it wants after midnight.
Exactly right. Mindy, thanks a million. Have a great time with Old Settlers.
All right. Thanks, Rich.